So when you girls say, well, I ought to be subject to my husband. Oh, yeah, you got to be subject to your husband. But that don't mean you can't go directly to the throne of grace and jump up in Daddy's lap and say, Dad. That'd be kind of like when you had your brother at home, but you know, when he'd beaten up on you or something, you go up to Daddy and jump up, Daddy, Dad, my brother beat up on me today. I've been a sweet little girl, but he pulled my hair. And Daddy says, oh, yeah, you have been a real sweet little daughter, lady. You've been really nice, and I'll take care of your brother for you. And he will, won't he?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And next time, the little brother, he may come up to you and look at you, but he'll be sweet. Because he knows if he don't, he's going to get something else that he don't like. But that's just the way life is. You know, all this whole plan is really quite simple when you get the picture. When you see how this thing works. Husbands, dwell with your wives according to knowledge. And if you will love your wife like Christ loved the church, then your prayers will not be hindered. But if you don't, your prayers will not be heard. And I don't know about you, but I love to see a prayer answered. Walk in love. Say good things about your mate. Make sure you're always talking wonderful, good things about your mate. Sweet, lovable, kind. Always talk nice about your mate. You know? Even when they're not nice. You know, be nice anyway. And it'll make God happy. And you'd rather God be happy? I had. I want Him to answer my prayers. Okay, then let's go to Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, and we're going to see what's available to you as far as the blessings are concerned if you will obey God's Word. Now, I want to show you, even under the law, what God promised to His people for obeying. This is how wonderful God is. In Deuteronomy 28, under the law, and he says, and it shall come to pass if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. There's that diligent again. And the voice of God, which is the Word of God, the written Word of God. If you will hearken unto it diligently to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now, I guess these rivers that are breaking out, that are overtaking them, washing away towns, I guess you call that a blessing, huh? You wouldn't call that a blessing? I don't think I would either. I'd call that a curse, wouldn't you? All these levees are breaking, water coming up. In fact, on the internet the other night, I looked at a picture and it said, this is a little town by the name of so-and-so. And it said, this is the next day after the levee broke. And there was no town. It was gone. Completely gone. I mean, it looked like a little town, maybe of only 1,000 or 1,500 people, but every house and everything was washed away. It went down the Mississippi River. That's not a blessing, is it? No, that's a curse. But it says, blessed shall you be in the city, blessed shall you be in the field, blessed shall be the fruit of your body. What is the fruit of your body? Your children. You want your children to be blessed? Yes. I mean, nobody wants to be born with sick or handicapped children. In fact, I saw something, the strangest thing I ever saw last night on CNN as I'm on the computer, in India. Now, in India, with the demons that are over there, I can believe anything. But there was a baby born to some mother in India that had four arms and four legs. Did you see that?
Yes.
Y'all heard about that, huh? And they thought it was a goddess.
I heard about one with two faces, born with two different faces.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff over there. But I read that article last night, and it said that some doctor somewhere over there heard about it, had them come in, and literally what it was twins that born inside of one body. And a place that wouldn't heal on the back of its neck was actually the stem of all this back here that was trying to come out, but the head wasn't there on the other child. And so that doctor, after all of this testing, they went in and did complete surgery, opened this little guy up, and took out the extra body the extra set of arms, the extra set of legs, the extra set of intestines, and straightened everything out where it's one person, and the little boy's alive today.
Yeah.
I thought, boy, the demons of hell really messed that one up. You know that? But when the demons of hell have legal claim to you through sin, they can do that. They have legal right to do that. Now, would you call that a blessing from God, a child to be born like that?
No.
Do you think there's any sin over there in that part of the world? Just like there is in this part of the world. There's all kinds of sin. And when we have all this sin, we wonder why all these children are being born that can't see, that, you know, that are blind, that are mentally retarded, handicapped, born without an arm or a leg, and yet you find out their mothers and their daddies were on drugs and alcohol, and they had sex outside of wedlock and everything else. And you want to know why these children are born like this? I have your answer. It's sin. Now then, you take a man and a woman that have kept themselves clean and pure, and their mothers and grandmothers kept themselves clean and pure, and this couple comes together and get married, and they keep themselves clean and pure, and they take them to church and everything else. What kind of children do they have? Clean, pure children. You don't have mentally retarded and handicapped children. What if you have a man and a woman come to bed together, and let's say that while the woman is pregnant with one of the children, the man goes off and commits adultery with another woman while he's married to this one, and then this one is born with cerebral palsy. I've seen that several times in my life. I've seen the same family have three or four children, and the one and two was born perfectly normal, and then the mother get pregnant with the third or the fourth one, even the seventh one. I have no families that have six beautiful, healthy children, and then mama gets pregnant the seventh time, and between the sixth and the seventh one, daddy committed adultery with another woman, and the seventh child's born mentally retarded. Why did the first six born normal? Why was the seventh one born mentally retarded? Because of sin. You want your children to be like that?
No.
Okay. What is the answer? Obey God. You see where I'm coming from? Don't get into sin. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body if you diligently hearken to the voice of God. Is that what he said? I mean, this is God's Word. I ain't adding nothing to it or taking nothing away from it, am I?
No.
Telling it just like it's written. And the fruit of your ground and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your goats and the flocks of your sheep, everything's going to be blessed. I don't know about you, but I like this so far. Blessed shall you be your basket and your store. Blessed shall thou be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. This lady's smiling. I believe she'd like that. Blessed everywhere. I've never seen a woman or a man that didn't like to be blessed going and coming, right? The Lord. Uh-oh. Who's going to do this?
The Lord.
The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Now, who's going to cause that enemy to flee?
The Lord.
The Lord. You ain't even got to fight the battle.
Amen.
If you're obedient, He's going to take care of it for you. The Lord, oh, this one's really a good one. Now, I can't think of anybody I'd rather have commanding the blessing upon me than the Lord. Can you?
No.
If the Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouse, in all that thou settest thy hand unto, he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Verse 9 and 10. The Lord shall establish thee as a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. Are you getting the picture? You got to obey. Is that what he said, brother? Obey. And all the people there shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Now, if we were a holy nation, walking in obedience to God's word and doing what we're supposed to be doing, there would every nation on this earth would be afraid of the United States of America. And they used to be, but not anymore. We're walking in just as much sin as the rest of them now. There ain't nobody afraid of us no more. What a shame. Why is that? Do you know what's the guy's name that's the Muslim guy that's running for office? Obama? Is that how you pronounce it? Obama? Barack Obama. Did you hear the statement he made on television the other day? This will blow you away. He looked right in that camera and said, George Bush destroyed the Twin Towers. He's right. I knew that years ago. I never said George Bush did it. I said our government did it.
Yeah, our government did it.
Yeah. But Obama says George Bush did it. And let me tell you, he's right. The Muslims didn't destroy the Twin Towers or the other five buildings that imploded downtown New York City. The United States government did. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Who is our worst enemy? We are. You know, some people never dream. Do you know that I was in Georgia teaching these things and I made a statement like that? And there was a man coming to me and he said, do you know the Twin Towers were shut down a floor at a time, both of them, and they were completely wired for high-speed internet. And then shortly thereafter is when we had this disaster. Well, see, my fallacy is I'm an engineer. And my fallacy is by being an engineer, I know there's never been a high-rise building in the world that caught on fire and it fell, ever. Never. Never. I know that that building, both those buildings were designed to take a big, giant airplane strike head-on without any kind of a problem. They were designed. And never has there been a high-rise building catch on fire and totally implode and fall into a heap, a stack of rubble in 1 hour. But both of them did. I know that's impossible. I know that with the steel and the concrete embedding around that steel, what we saw on television is absolutely impossible. So how did it happen? That's what we were led to believe. But those buildings were wired with high-powered explosive on every floor, on every quadrant.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.